The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
Initiative? You said you want to go home.
At this point, let's just do what we're doing.
I'm just saying, this is a good time to go home. You want to go home.
I want to fight evil.
Let's just do this thing.
One must die. One must
Sacred,
die.
Take the tiefling.
One must
Bring
die.
It!
They just keep repeating. You know, so
are
these
they
things,
moving?
Hey,
these things are sort of just hovering in a ring of 13.
Now, on this dais is there's another
there's
stone
an,
thingy.
There's an altar,
yeah.
And then there are chains hanging from the ceiling.
Grab this dead body and put the chains and put it in the chains.
Okay.
It's either the dead body or one of us.
It's shackled. Can you get it open?
I don't know. Lockpick.
Does anybody else have lockpick tools?
I mean, to be fair.
Oh, he does. There's a thieves.
Yeah, but no proficiency with it.
Well, you still use the damn thing.
They're definitely looking inward, and they make this the specters, the apparitions make no note of the three of you at all. I mean, some of them are right in front of you. Some of them are floating around. The rest of them are staring directly in at Jeff. One must die. One must
die. You're keeping yourself surrounded.
One
by you.
Must die. One must die.
There's a dead body here for a reason. Let's use it.
Go get it. Go grab the dead body.
If it's shackled, I'm not going to go anywhere with
Jeff,
it.
Jeff, we can make, I will take a religion or insight checks. I'll take it from everybody, actually, if you want it.
Religion or insight?
Mm-hmm.
16 insight.
22.
Okay.
14 insight.
Okay.
13 on religion. The rest of insight.
I'm assuming he did religion. Either way. What the three of you realize, everyone except for Davin, they want a blood sacrifice. Something alive must be murdered on that altar to appease the apparitions. Huh?
Okay. Makes sense.
You realize that this is, I mean, besides the obvious, this is an incredibly profane altar. This is black magic. This is evil. This is bad news.
Uh-huh.
And the apparitions are demanding a blood sacrifice. Something must die on top of this altar to appease them.
Shame we don't have Spare the Dying. Or do we? Somebody else Spare the Dying?
Okay, so what would happen if we don't?
That's a good question.
Well, what?
I mean, would I have any idea from that roll?
From a 22, it's probably not going to be good.
Can I try something?
What would you like to try?
I want to try to communicate to them.
Go ahead.
So, I say, keepers of the altar, we will fetch your sacrifice.
Interesting. They don't seem to move at all. They're all facing forward into the circle and continue the chant. One must die. One must die.
I unshackle the body.
Okay.
I rolled a, what do you want? It's 16 plus something.
It's simple shackles. That's easy peasy.
So you want to drag the body out to the altar?
It's already dead.
I don't know. We're trying to trick them.
Well, he's specifically saying they need a blood sacrifice.
This is, yeah. Well, I mean, this is your idea. That's why I'm going with it.
But I mean, I asked before that piece of information was privy to us, so.
I asked the girl inside of me if she can inhabit the body, the dead body.
She has no idea what's going on. She's shrinking in fear. One must die.
I mean, we can try and put it up there, but...
One must die. They just, over and over, one must die. One must die.
What happens if we destroy those items? There's the same amount of people die. As there were items up in that other room.
Yeah.
Yeah, theoretically. 13 and 13.
What if we destroy those things?
The math checks
destroy
out.
Destroy one of them. Light the fucking frog stick on fire.
You protrude fire. I don't.
Anything I can get up on that dais.
I mean, you can tell that it's, I mean, that's, you can tell, I mean, because you are, you know, proficient in the sacred as well as the profane, and you did roll really well. I mean, that's the thing, is that things were hung here based on the chain height. They were hung at full body extension over the altar, and then based on the pattern that they were torn open with knives and bled across the top of the altar. And based on the spatter, they probably were fairly alive for a lot of the sacrifice.
And they said this dead body, it's a skeleton?
Yeah,
or?
It's a skeleton. It's,
oh,
it's,
okay.
It's
I, was thinking, I was hoping it was four.
No. There's
never mind.
Nothing.
I just upped my lockpicking skill by one, though.
One must die. One must die. One must die.
I run back out to the room with the crevices, whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Do that.
I firebolt the frog wand.
Okay. The frog wand is now broken.
I go back and look. Is there still 13 apparitions?
One must die.
Fuck.
One must die. One must
destroy
die.
Destroy them all.
One must die. One must die.
Why are they whispering now?
I'm just trying to keep the mood correct as you guys decide what you want to do.
Just do a separate audio and just keep it in the background.
Can I try to persuade them to let me go get a sacrifice?
Go ahead.
I mean, you tried that, right?
No, I didn't roll persuasion, of which I'm proficient.
Oh, right. Are you speaking some...
Fuck!
Celestial or something?
I have Celestial.
Okay. Oh, sure.
Evil Spectre speaking Celestial.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know.
They speak Draconic.
They pay you no mind. They just float and stare straight into the center where Davin
the sacrifice
is
isn't pure enough.
They don't seem to pay you any mind. One must die. One must die. One must die.
I firebolt the closest one.
Go ahead.
Nothing's going to happen.
I miss.
You miss. What'd you roll?
9.
You happen to... You aim at one, and you miss, but they're kind of in a circle, so you got an arc on the next one, and you just see it pass through the apparition as if it's not even there.
Sacred flame, dude.
One must die. One must die. One must die.
What happens if you use that other... What happens if you use the spell that... The fear spell that makes them run away?
Oh, turning?
If you're thinking about grabbing somebody, then go grab somebody. Or we can try to grab somebody. But...
Who, I we mean, haven't what, encountered,
get off the dais. Try
we
to
haven't
leave.
Encountered anyone that's alive yet.
In this house?
In
yeah,
this town?
There wasn't anybody in the town.
The only things that were alive were the fucking wolves and the bugs.
No.
Yeah.
There were people.
No.
And there was a sponge kids. Door.
There were children. There was one person that disappeared in the fog.
Well, those children were pretending to be the children that are now inhabiting Jeff and myself.
There were people in that town when we walked in.
Yes.
Yes.
Were there?
Yes.
Well, let's go get one.
I don't remember that.
I know it's fucking evil, but let's... No, wait, let's not. Let's...
No, wait.
I'm not...
What is your alignment?
Lawful. Neutral?
What happens if
I don't think you're super big on human sacrifice.
What happens if you prick your finger and let it drip on the altar? All they want is blood on the altar. If you prick your finger and let it drip
one
on it,
must
what happens?
Die. One must die.
Yeah, they're not saying we want blood.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just testing things.
I'll slice a finger with one of my axes.
As you drip blood on the altar, they might close just a little and they start getting louder. One must die. One must die. One must die. One must die.
Can we please leave?
He's stuck in the middle.
That's the problem.
If he moves, they're going to attack us anyway.
I'm going to turn around and walk back out to the walkway.
Okay. Which way are you headed towards the walkway? Are you headed... Because there are a couple different ways you could go.
Back the
I'll go that way.
Okay. So you step here, and as soon as you step off... of the dais, they scream.
Get back on the dais.
And they start, you see them all scream. It's a dais. Shut and up. You see them all turn, look in your direction.
Uh-huh.
And as they scream, you hear them cry out, Lorgoth the Decayer, we awaken thee. Lorgoth the Decayer, we awaken thee. Lorgoth the Decayer, we awaken thee. Roll initiatives.
There it is. I was wondering when it was going to happen.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what would start it.
14.
15.
7.
15.
We got two 15s?
Mm-hmm.
I had a 14.
My dex is higher.
Okay, so... They scream, Lorgoth the Decayer, we awaken thee.
Should have got somebody from the town.
Mm-hmm. You hear movement from behind you.
Awesome.
Yeah, you missed that roll by just a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
He hears it. Can we see it? We're looking down into it.
You guys see the midden heap start to move. So you're right here. Run, step off the dais, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You hear. You guys see a large, leafy, green, like if Swamp Thing was like three times bigger than he is. Remember?
He can do that. That Batman story?
Yeah. Like, you see something that is 12 or 15 feet wide just claw its way up out of the heap. It's this massive, shambling bit of leaves and things, and it opens its mouth, and it begins to roar.
Ooh, it's Man-Thing from the Marvel Zombies story.
And as it begins to roar, you see the apparition scream, "The end comes, death be praised, the end comes, death be praised." Go ahead, Lucas, you want to shoot at it.
Did everybody else have anything ready to go? Or is it just me?
I said I was juggling with... I did the other shit. Never mind.
17 hit?
It does. It's a giant leafy pile of things. It is large. That means it does occupy a 15 by 15 square.
Large is 10 by 10.
Or excuse me, 10 by 10. Thank you.
4.
So you see an arrow disappear into this thing. It doesn't seem to flinch.
Makes sense. Yeah, burn the son of a bitch. Alchemist fire.
Jeff.
Throw the alchemist fire on it.
Yep, calm down. There's initiative.
No, there's not. Well, sacred flame. Right,
you're going to toss sacred flame?
I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Dex save.
I don't think it's going to make it.
How dexterous is this thing? It's pretty large. It's you 20 it.
5.
Nope. For 2.
And are you doing anything else, Jeff?
Going this way.
Okay. So you can move 30, right?
25.
25. So where are you now?
Is it slower for me to move through the water?
No. You're not impeded by it.
3, 4, 5. On the other side.
Okay, so the gate is actually right here. This actually butts right up to this. So are you right at the portcullis then?
Sure.
Okay. So you're at the portcullis. So you run across the water, you hit it, and it didn't even seem to bother it.
Yeah.
Troy.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't I have gone?
Yeah, he's next.
Oh, sorry, you were supposed to go. I forgot you
had a ready action earlier, so I should have gone before me. Second one, yeah.
You can fire another arrow if you...
Yes, sir, and that's not going to hit.
Nope, bounces off the wall. Now, Troy.
I'm going to throw the alchemist fire.
How far can you throw it?
20 feet. 19.
Hits.
And takes...
It's like D6 plus something or 2D6 plus
this
something.
This says, target takes 1D fire damage at the start of each of its turns.
1D what?
1D4.
Okay.
Fucking 1.
Okay. You notice the flames hit it, and Lorga, the decayer, is really wet. And it looks like that fire did almost no damage to it whatsoever. It's like, you know, you hit something, like you're trying to start wet wood, and it's just kind of blue, just barely lit.
How long does that last?
It's got to make a dex save.
So you moved. No, you were there. Would you like to move, or are you staying? Are you using your move action, or are you staying where you're at?
I moved 20 feet already.
You moved 20
feet. Was I staying there?
Yeah, no. I'm assuming if that was you, you were here. Where's Matt? Matt was here, right?
I'll move. Matt needs to get the hell away from there.
Yeah. I'll move my full distance away.
So are you headed towards the portcullis, or are you going out the secret entrance?
Towards the portcullis.
Okay, so you're moving 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30. You're standing at the portcullis. So that's two of you at the portcullis. Lucas didn't move.
Off to the side.
I didn't move, no.
Okay. Matt, you are literally, it is right up your nutsack.
Could have moved.
Right? Okay, show me.
You were right here on the stairs. It's right here.
Okay. I'm able to move without... Okay.
You need to disengage if you're going to do that.
What do I have to do to disengage?
Just take your action.
Just take a whole action.
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay, so you disengage and you're moving where?
Where's everybody else?
All over here at the portcullis.
Yeah, I'm going to start heading towards them.
So you could go, you're here, so you go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. So you could get to the portcullis.
Sounds good.
All right, so there's three of you standing at the portcullis.
I mean, I guess I could have moved earlier and I didn't.
Seems legit.
Retcon?
You see this nature rolls. Why not?
You probably should all not be sitting there.
12. 6.
19.
9.
You guys see this thing, this massive thing, claw its way out. Jeff, you now realize it's a shambling mound. Come out of this thing, and it moves 5, 10, 15. Where's Lucas? Lucas is this one. Okay. It's going to move right towards Lucas. And Jeff, actually, since you realize it's a shambling mound, I would like you to make a wisdom roll.
Nat 20.
You need to get the fuck out of here now. There's a 13 hit, Lucas.
No, it does not.
There's a 25 hit.
Unfortunately.
The thing wasted that.
You guys see this thing just swing like massive tree trunk arms, and it swipes at Lucas, and the tiefling ducks underneath it, and then it comes across with the other one and hits you with like these long arms that are every bit like a foot and a half in diameter for a total of 16 damage.
Oh, I'm not dead.
And you see it again roar as they continue to chant.
Am I at top of the order then, technically?
Yes.
I double move the fuck out of there.
You double move, it gets an attack of opportunity.
Withdraw.
Oh, disengage then. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, disengage.
I forgot it was here. On me. Yeah, disengage.
It occupies this square here.
Disengage me, whatever door I can get out of.
You can go back through the secret passage if you want. So you're going 5, 10, 15. Can you move your full on a disengage? I don't remember.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going 5, 10, 15, 20, and
25, 30.
So you're back in this hallway, right?
Yep.
And you see this thing turn, and it roars at Lucas leaving, and then turns and looks at the three of you standing next to the portcullis.
And I scream, get the fuck out!
Jeff.
Just run, bro. You really have to think
I about know this. That we have to get out because this is something way beyond us.
Yep.
Do you know that this thing is a monster? Yeah. If you had rolled, you would be shitting your pants had you not rolled a 20 in fear. Because you actually realize what this thing is and what it can do. You identified it. This thing is a massive, this is what they call the weeds that walk. This is something that haunts the swamps. It eats creatures whole.
And I saw him get out the secret door.
Yes.
I left.
If we go through that portcullis, is it something that we can get closed behind us?
Probably not. Not unless somebody stays and lowers the wheel again. Death will come. Death will come.
Let's go.
You're raising the whip?
No. Can I get through there without it being able to get me?
Can you move that far?
If I double move.
15, 20, 25. Yes. You would be out of its reach.
Okay. You guys want to go?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm in.
It's your action. I mean, I can say yes, but you have to go.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going through the entrance then?
Sure.
Okay, so Jeff shoots through the entrance. Troy?
Same.
Shooting through it. Matt goes through. Matt, as you go through...
Bozak.
Excuse me.
Bozak. Ballsack.
As Ballsack slaps his way through the hole...
her way.
Slaps. That's funny.
You hear the foundation shake as you hear the thing roar and just slam the wall behind you. And as you guys are all in this hallway, you hear the whole hallway just shake as it just boom, boom, and timbers start rattling and dirt starts shaking. And it's back to Lucas's turn.
I'm just keeping Ron running until I get the hell out of here.
Running.
Run in.
Running. The best place for me to head is that dining room exit we found. It's closer than going all the way back up.
Okay.
So that's where I'm heading to.
Yeah.
If that helps.
Okay. Running. Okay, there's running,
running.
Everyone's still running. Just making sure. You guys, as you climb the stairs out of this, second level basement, you continue to hear boom, boom. Underneath, you just hear it echoing. Boom, boom. Okay. By now, I'm assuming you have moved your way up. You want to go to that secret door?
To get back up into the dining room, into the house.
Okay. You get back up into the first floor.
Roll initiative. By the way, I'm going to down that health potion since I'm at 6.
Yeah, you can
take a good call.
I've got my spells back. I can heal you.
Well, something will be good. Either way, I don't
care. Can you do that divinity thing for him? Feed him to half, then he takes the potion, then you still have all your spells?
It doesn't matter. My spells will go for healing.
That channel divinity can heal a group of people?
Yeah.
I would say that.
I have a full 20 hit save points.
That, yeah. Just kill me with whatever you can.
Do you open up and go into that room? Oh, you're sorry. Go ahead and do your healing, yeah.
Bring your booster seat next time.
10.
10 gets me to 16.
Okay. Are we doing anything else? You guys just moving on up.
Moving on up.
Okay. Who's coming out of the trapdoor first?
We're still in initiative order.
We're in initiative order. Okay.
Well, he would have had to slow to heal him, so I mean, you guys can stagger it if you wanted to.
Technically, yeah.
Okay,
we're not really in initiative.
I would be 25 feet behind him.
Right, and slowly falling more and more behind if you're running.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, unless you want to leave the dwarf like 4 rounds behind, that's what I'm saying. However you guys want to stagger it, you can stagger it. Because you can run, but you don't have to take your full run.
So right. Well, no, we're not going to leave him behind.
Okay.
That'd be silly.
And again, as you get higher, it's harder to hear, but you still feel the foundation. Ooh. Ooh.
All right.
So, Lucas, you're going to open the hatch?
Apparently.
It's in the hatch. Somebody press the button!
Okay. Lucas, you pop the hatch. I need a constitution saving throw.
21.
As you pop the hatch, you realize that the room is full of smoke, and it's just absolutely choking.
Thank God, because I was going to light the building on fire when we got outside.
Yeah, me too.
You just realized, perception check, since you're the first one out.
9.
Okay.
10, sorry.
Okay. It seems like the smoke is not from fire, per se, but there's a fireplace in this room, and you sort of glance, and you realize that smoke is pouring out of it.
Is there a fire in the fireplace?
No, not that you can tell.
No.
Just smoke is just pouring out of this and filling
I'm making
room.
My way to the front door.
That's fine. I'm just going to take you all as you come into the room. So everybody needs a constitution save. So, Jeff?
You got a plus one to yours, remember that?
Yeah.
You got that plus one right there.
Still.
A natural 20.
You got 11.
A natural 20.
All right. And I'll take perception checks from everybody. Who can see in the dark?
Yep.
Just the ones you can see in the dark, because everyone else is choking on the
screen. I already did.
23.
Okay, as you pop up, Jeff, you realize that all the windows in this room, because it's first floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the windows have been bricked over. That's why it's so dark in here, in addition to the smoke. And you realize that there are giant scything blades in this doorway. Just, you know, like Hollywood movie style Indiana Jones.
Hit the pendulum kind of thing.
Yeah, but they're moving really, really fast. Like, the chances of you getting through those blades...
I bet the rogue can do it.
Well, the rogue is right there.
I bet the rogue ain't gonna do it, because I don't want to die.
The cleric's gonna cast Guidance.
Okay, you got Guidance?
On myself.
Okay. What's that do again?
Adds to an abilities check.
Okay, 4. So there's that. So we're back around to the top. Lucas, I need another constitution saving throw.
Okay.
As the smoke continues to be choky.
15 plus 4.
Okay, you're still good. You're at the scything blades.
Is there any way, like, do I see anything that can turn these off?
No.
And it's just in front of the doorway?
Yes, it is a,
Like, are they on ropes?
All doors are replaced by slashing scythe blades.
So there is no door?
No, it's just wall of sharp buzz, I mean...
So there's no way out. Is what you're saying.
You could attempt to dive through them, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not gonna.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just saying there is no other door to get out of here.
Nope, that's the way that this was. There was just a door right into the main hallway.
Okay. Is there...
There were balconies
upstairs. Is there a wall to the side of it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going through the wall.
Well, are you doing anything on your action?
No.
Okay, so you're holding your action. Another DC, or another constitution saving throw.
12.
Okay, you're still good.
Charging from across the room and busting through the wall.
Roll an attack.
An attack or a strength check?
An attack.
Nat 20.
Roll Just toss a die for damage. Hey,
Matt, say it.
What die?
Say it. Say it.
Just roll one. It doesn't really matter because it's so low. That works. So as you,
That's why I cast guidance so I could make a strength check to go through the damn wall.
As you go through the wall, you realize when you hit it, it's incredibly brittle. And you go from the smoke-filled hunting den to the now smoke-filled main hallway. And as you go through, you bust through it like it's paper.
Oh.
And you just fly through it. But as you do, you realize that there was something in between that paper, and now it's crawling all over you.
Super.
The fuck? More bugs. It's a house made of bugs.
You guys see all kinds of rats just crawling all over the swarms. You guys having fun yet?
Nope.
I don't want to do it. You guys see the dwarf bust through the wall. I gotta roll it twice. For 20 points of damage as rats just tear at everything exposed.
You down?
Aren't you glad we counted your hit points?
Should you glad you have that health potion?
No, I counted it up. It's 23.
Okay, gotcha. As you guys see him bust through the wall, there's now a wall past the scything blades, but it is, he's covered in a swarm of rats that continue to bite and attack him. Sorry, I lost the initiative.
Did we roll initiative? We didn't roll initiative.
You're still in the same initiative. Troy.
Oh.
Troy, roll me a constitution saving throw.
My fault.
15.
Okay, you're still good.
So since you're in the den,
you now have a hole to walk through, or you can,
I'm gonna try those blades. No, I'm gonna go through the fucking hole.
I'm just asking. Okay, you walk through the hole into a choky, smoke-filled room.
And rats.
I'm in the main hallway?
Yes, you're in the main hallway on the first floor.
Do I see a front door?
You do see the front door.
I will go to the front door.
It is full of scything blades.
Okay.
Would you like to try the scything blades?
No. Is there, like, an exterior wall?
There is. It's made of solid block.
You're a giant.
There's no windows.
The windows appear to be bricked over.
There are no doors.
Just nope, just blades.
Can you see through the blades, though? Like, can you see?
Like, there's a gap. Like, if you stood around long enough, you could probably time it.
I can see the outside.
The blades go into... Remember, there was a mudroom? So the blades go into the mudroom.
Okay, but I can see through the room.
Through the blades into the mudroom. The mudroom appears to be not smoky.
Yeah, is there, like, a chest or a...
You realize with an acrobatics, you could throw something in it if you want. There's probably something lying around.
Furniture?
I want something, like, big. Like, is there anything made of stone?
There's some logs and stuff, because there's a fireplace right there.
Just going to chop them up. Just going to have mulch.
Come on, big man. Squeeze through there. Roll that acrobatics.
I don't really have the acro.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask for.
Not athletics?
Nope. Can't strength your way through it. Got to be dexterous. Or would you like to hold your action there at the door? Or you could attack the rats that are swarming all over your buddy here.
That'd be a good idea. He's going to continue to get swarmed.
That's his fault.
Dick move.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll attack the rats.
Okay.
How do I do that? Can I do that with my...
Roll an attack.
Don't roll a one. Did you just roll one?
No, I rolled a 9.
For a total of...
9. Roll a 3.
Oh. You kind of swat at him, but it doesn't seem to do much good. Matt, roll me a constitution saving throw.
17.
You're still good. Matt, you are now on the other side in the choking fog of the main hallway. You see him covered in rats, bleeding quite profusely.
Am I able to breathe fire on the rats and not hit him?
No.
I kind of doubt it.
Well, I guess I missed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you do that, you're going to hurt Jeff. But you might kill all the rats.
But Jeff's not doing well on health. Not at all. He's down to, what, 3? I think.
There's also those blades. No, somebody wants to try it.
We're not listening to anything you point out anymore.
Boom! Boom!
One of us.
Okay, perception. Tell me what you want me to roll on the blades. Is it mechanical or is it magical?
Yes.
It's mechanically magical.
Why do you ask?
They are physically there, if that's what you ask.
Because I hit it with lightning. And look at it.
You can give it a shot.
So I'm saying, like, am I able to perceive, like, do I hear the whir of a motor?
Give me some sort of wisdom-based check.
About survival, since it's a trap?
Perception. Just, sure. I'll let it, that's not really what I was looking for, but that's fine.
16.
You're pretty sure this entire house is sentient.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's obvious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now describe the blades.
They're sharp.
Scything blades.
Blades. So they're coming out of the blades are coming out of the wall, sure. Or the pendulum from the middle?
Sure. It does not describe to me the mechanics of it. Blades are everywhere. It gives me a DC of what it takes you to get through them.
It's like coming out of the wall.
Yeah. Just like that. Yes. Just that kung fu action.
This is the motion that nobody at home can see.
It's sort of a kung fu action chop.
Magic missile the rats.
Okie dokie.
Thank sure. you. One per...
Just, you're hitting the whole swarm, so just toss all of it.
Okay.
You don't have to aim it. You don't have to... Magic missile is actually a really good thing to take care of the swarm.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Wow. Oh, my.
Good Very water. Good.
Huge.
It's 11.
14.
Wow. You see more than half the rats fall off dead. They're still on you, but more than half the rats are dead.
Okay, and now?
Four.
Close.
I gotta crit fail it. If I crit fail it,
table. Now we're back to the top.
Unless he just wants to make me roll the table.
Now it's to you, Lucas. Roll me a constitution.
Not well.
What's your total?
We're like Eskimo brothers.
Six.
You take 2 points of damage as you begin to choke. Ticking low.
I am going into the other room with everyone else.
Yep, you're in there. Scything blades, man with rats.
I'll try to knock some rats off, I guess.
Go ahead. Make an attack.
14 plus 5 hit.
Yep. Roll damage.
You didn't say 19.
Does that count as sneak attack since they're on him?
I think so.
I don't know that you can hit a swarm with sneak attack.
Is it technically a grapple like we played earlier?
Roll a dice.
I rolled 2 plus 5.
Go ahead and roll your sneak attack.
I forgot to sing shots again.
7 total.
Okay, 7 total on Matt's 14.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there are only a handful of rats still on him. Jeff,
shake him off.
Give me a constitution throw as you continue to nearly choke. Oh, there you go.
What'd you get? That's a 20, keep it.
Yeah, it was 20.
All right.
Gaty.
Oh, you and me both.
10.
That's the DC. You pass. Do you want to knock the rest of the rats off of you?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you just don't roll, they're on you. So as long as you don't roll a 1, you're fine.
You're good. Yeah. Way good.
I'm gonna assume that's enough. You knock the rest of the rats off of you.
Okay. Bonus action.
Yep.
What are you doing there?
I'm healing myself. 3 plus 7, so 10.
Okay.
13. Yeah, that's all I can do this round. Or I can move.
Yeah, it's up to you if you want to move. Spinning blades.
Yeah.
You walking into them? We keep pointing them out, because that's what we do. We point things out until we touch them.
Dick move.
We're gonna have to go through them. Unless you got another idea. I can cast guidance on you guys one at a time.
I have a thing. I have a spring-loaded hunting trap, like a bear trap.
What's that gonna do?
Oh!
Throw it in the blades.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna pull out a chunk of that armor.
Okay.
That plate armor and throw it into the door. Really?
Yeah.
Eat it right up, okay.
It's a good try though.
Yeah.
Never mind, I'll save my hunting trap.
Troy, roll me a constitution saving throw.
I'm wondering if we go up.
I don't think it matters. If all the doors are like this, there's doors upstairs too.
There's a balcony.
There's still a door going outside, and then we have to jump off a balcony.
Okay.
I'd rather jump off a balcony than into blades.
In my shape now as a human being, I would jump out of a balcony to save myself from a fire.
25.
Okay, you're good.
This is an adventuring half-dragon.
I mean, I thought about that, but I don't know that...
I like Troy's idea. I'm going up.
You're going up?
Going upstairs.
I'm a sucker for trends.
I guess I'll just follow. I mean, okay, we're all going upstairs.
Will you hold on? So you're going up.
Yeah.
So, okay, so at 40 feet, you get up. So you're double moving?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got the
you get up. You get up to the second. You get up to the second floor. That's where you had the. Now I will let you know, just so you guys remember, it's the third floor that has
yes, it is.
Not the second floor. Right. Okay. So I would say that a double move will get you to the top of the third floor. Okay. So you're at the third floor. It is not smoke filled. You do see leading into that bedroom are scything blades. Make me Constitution saving throw, sir.
Why?
Because you're still in the smoke.
Oh. Nat 20.
You're fine.
I'm following Troy.
You are now on the third floor.
I'm sorry, I'm following Colossus.
Who was the top of the order? Lucas.
I will.
Constitution saving throw. Two more damage as you choke.
I double move to the third floor as well.
Constitution saving throw.
10.
Still good.
Oh yeah, it's only 7.
Going upstairs.
You move what, 50?
Yeah.
So you're actually probably...
Still on the stairs.
Yeah, you're still on the stairs by a good margin. You're probably halfway between the second and the third floor.
Still smoky where he's at?
I'll say no. You're
at least you're out of smoke.
Troy, you see scything blades before you into that bedroom.
I'm going to find the little kids.
They're inside of me
and Jeff.
Oh, that's right. Shit.
You can speak to them.
Yeah. You fuckers know any way out of here?
You don't hear anything.
Do I, when I'm looking at that map, history check maybe, do I recall any other secret way out of here that maybe these little scythes aren't covering?
It's not your turn.
That's fine. When it comes to me, that's what I'm going to roll.
Troy, what are you doing?
I mean, everybody looked at it.
Through a wall.
No, it's stone.
No, not the internal walls.
Not the internal walls.
Oh, if we want to get into the room that has the balcony.
Yeah, we're covered by rats. Is that suit of armor still there? No, that's the armor you took. Yeah,
And now it's missing a piece.
Yeah, what piece did you throw? Tell me it was the cod piece.
Is there anything up here I can throw through a wall?
That's what I was wondering.
The tiefling.
I've got horns.
Just ram me through.
It's his own battering ram. Let's go.
Actually.
There were a couple of rooms that had balconies, actually.
There is a master. The master bedroom had a balcony. And the room off of the handmaidens, nursemaids, had a balcony. You actually see that there is a door open around the blades. Because you guys did open that secret door to the stairwell from both sides.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So what now?
Just go through it.
Secret door that went up to the attic.
Secret door that went into the attic. Right. There was access from the side you're on and from the nursemaid's bedroom.
So we can actually go up and around these blades.
Okay. Whatever, I'll do that.
Okay, so you run through the balcony, past the stairs that lead up to the secret attic, and into a smoke-filled room that is the nursemaid's chamber.
Why is everything smoke-filled?
Because everything has a chimney in which it is blowing out toxic gas.
Toxish.
Yes.
I can get to the balcony?
There are scything blades between you and the balcony.
That's what I'm saying.
Matt, it's your turn. You wanted to see something, Troy. You're seeing something.
I go the same route as Troy.
Don't follow me. I mean,
smoke-filled nursemaid.
We're going to have to go through blades, but we might as well go back downstairs to the bottom level.
Lucas?
Can I roll the history check that I was talking about?
Sure.
Or is it going to matter?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
17 plus 3 is a 20.
There's nothing. I mean, the balconies probably are the most legit way out if you're not going out the front door.
And there's scything blades on them anyway.
You would realize that you probably, jumping off the balcony, you would incur the scything blades and then the fall.
That's, yeah, what I was trying to get at earlier.
If you go into the mudroom, you would likely have to go through the scything blades and then the scything blades to get out of the house.
Well, can I change my answer and run the fuck back downstairs then?
What I'm saying is, do you want to risk 2 scything blades or do you want to risk 1 set of scything blades and a fall? Fall damage.
What's fall damage?
A lot.
It's really 1d4.
Wait, fuck that. We all got 50 feet of rope. We're on the third floor. It's 45 feet.
That's not climb a fucking rope.
That's not a false statement.
Have an inspiration for not being an idiot.
Yeah!
I've been pretty fucking logical all night.
Yeah, but you were also boring.
No. It's pretty entertaining when I fucked up earlier. So fuck you.
Lucas, it's your turn.
You got a point about the balcony.
Yeah. One set of scything blades. There was some rope. We all got 50 feet in our pack. No.
Okay.
So let's probably have more.
Okay. That's the best we can do. That's the best we can do. You're not wrong. I guess I'll enter that room as well. Is it too far to get... Yeah, never mind.
No, you can move... Nope, you can move and attempt the blades on this turn if you want.
I mean, the house is just trying to get the sacrifice.
What would I have to roll to attempt the blades? The blades
will probably stop.
Do what?
What would I have to roll to
attempt acrobatics. The blades?
Acrobatics. Just a straight acrobatics?
You?
Plus three. This is literally our only way out, guys. Yes, sir.
I gift my do I gift my inspiration before he fucks up?
It doesn't matter.
Because I have the Tides of Chaos, so I have my own built-in...
You can gift it to me if I fuck up.
Then. Okay.
If that's
he
what
rolls,
want.
Then you can give it to him.
Yeah.
So roll.
Acrobatics. So is this to get through the door, then?
To get through the scything blades, yes.
Through the door that it's covering.
Yes.
Right.
To not dive that. Through them without having your balls removed.
6 plus 3 is a 9, so if you want me to have that, I'll take it.
A 9. Now you got to take this number.
Which could be even worse.
Could be.
11 plus 3, 14. Yeah. 14. Taking damage,
yeah. So you dive through and are successful, but you're going to lose some blood on the way.
Makes sense.
11 damage.
I'm down to 1 hit point.
And you are laying on the balcony in a bloody mess.
I have a health potion I can take.
Not this turn.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a bonus, can't you? Drinking a potion? Because it doesn't require movement or anything.
Yeah, it's not a whole action to take one.
I don't know where it looks. So.
I think it's a bonus to take one.
We can get that figured out. Theoretically, you are quote-unquote safe now.
So can I theoretically just go ahead and take the potion?
We're still going turn-based action.
I guess you can
so turn enough room.
Jeff can heal me, I guess, if need be.
Because, so how far away am I?
You gotta go another...
A lot further than us. What's your health? What's your HP?
You actually, at a double move, could try the blades this turn if you wanted to.
No, I don't.
Okay, so you want to be in the smoke-filled room?
They're still in there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll run up to...
It will take you... Hold on. You would have to double move to get in the smoke-filled room, so that would kill your spellcasting.
Okay.
So where would you like to be, Jeff?
Which door of death do you choose? Door number 1. Door number 2.
I'll move into the room.
Okay, so you're in the room.
Door number 2 it is.
Troy, Pither should make a constitution saving throw.
Sure.
Nat 20.
Nice.
You're good.
Stay on. Now roll that when you go through the blades.
What kind of damage are these blades doing?
They would do physical damage.
No, like
slashing.
Slashing damage.
Okay.
Yes, you could pop something
going
to
rage
try
and take half damage.
Yeah. You're going to jump through and then just smash the shit out of Lucas on the other side.
Oh, I married her!
I'm probably rolling out of the way. You guys are going to continue to run and fall off the balcony is what's going to happen. Roid rage you got going on.
Yeah, might as well.
I feel like I want to cast Friend on the house.
Go ahead.
What am I doing?
It already doesn't like me. It won't work.
You're rolling me in acrobatics.
Like neutral people.
Can I strength my way through these?
No.
10.
Sweet.
Did you make it?
No.
Rolling hit dice.
11 damage.
Well, at least you're consistent.
I don't want to erase that. So I didn't make it through?
No, you made it through. You're just
the
cut.
Door is basically open. I opened it when I went through it.
No, the door is always open. It's just how much of the buzzsaw is going to cut you in the face.
That's
when
true. I didn't realize
I need
it was open
a constitution saving throw, Matt.
So I get to do I get to move more?
No, you're laying in a bloody mess right next to Lucas on the balcony.
20. I'm good.
8.
All right. Well, if you, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. But
get me on my feet because I'm probably rolling
you
roll
an 8.
Nice.
3 damage from the choking smoke.
And 11 damage for the blaze.
Acrobatics. Acrobatics.
I like how you
nat 20.
I like how you fucking just threw
I
it.
whispered through.
So as you two are laying there, just, I mean, you're sliced through the chest, you're sliced through the arms, you see Bozak kind of look at it, and you see her just aerial, and she just, like, whoosh, like, just perfectly.
Yeah, you guys seen the first Charlie's Angels movie?
Yeah.
So I just did, like, Crispin Glover when he goes in between the fence, the chain link fence, yeah. Just cartwheels over, and then as you two are looking up at me in bloody awe, I just pop the collar on my cloak of protection, and then I assist Lucas in getting out his potion and giving it to him.
I mean, if he can heal me, then I don't need
it. Oh, okay, well, never mind.
So we'll wait till he gets
out. I'm tying the rope.
I don't know. I'm using spells to get out.
I imagine more like he just kind of turns sideways and we're like,
smoke.
A gentleman.
Oh, that's no good.
Three.
Oh, that's all right.
Scything blades. Scything blades.
Cast guidance.
Yep.
Acrobat.
Is that also on skill checks?
Yeah.
Guidance is skill checks, right?
Guidance is skill.
Sweet. Best of luck, sir.
Yeah. Bonus action.
Yep.
How long does that guidance last? Did you cast it already?
1 minute.
Has it been a minute?
No, I can't.
He just cast it now.
Oh, he cast it before.
Yeah.
It's
a cantrip, though.
When did I?
When we got out of the thing. We got out of the door.
Oh, that's true. You did cast it when you were...
Yeah, I did. I didn't think about that.
One, two,
so I haven't even used it.
Four. Yes, it would still be active because it's been about 6 rounds. It's only been about 30 seconds, so you don't even need to cast it. Good call.
Rubbing your dice in the day.
That'll do. So 16 plus...
18.
One. You see the dwarf, I like to imagine, you don't have a shield, do you?
Yeah.
You do have a shield? I like to imagine that the dwarf, where you were very dexterous and just flipped through, the dwarf just covers his face with his shield and just runs through, and he just happens to hit the perfect timing, so he runs through the blades anyway without being touched.
Then he actually leaps off the balcony, like when Cap jumps out of the elevator in Winter Soldier and just curls up into his shield.
As you guys,
I need to wash that.
Bozak, you feel this as well as Davin. Oh man, getting late. As you guys come out, you feel this like hollowness in the pit of your stomach as you go through the scything blades. And as you both turn to look back, the ghosts of the children are floating on the other side of the scything blades.
Okay, that's crazy.
Just staring at you.
I mean, all you can do is apologize and leave.
Yeah, I'm shimmying down my rope now.
Yeah. He tied a rope. I'm at one hit point. If anybody wants to help me out, or I can take this potion.
I yell back at the kids. Who's keeping you here?
You just see them float there.
They don't answer.
They just look at you mournfully.
This whole thing was a living trap. We shouldn't have gone in the first place.
We shouldn't have gone in this house in the first place. It's the only thing to do.
We could have walked through the fog and found something.
Our deaths at the hands of wolves.
So yes, what
again?
What are we doing? Like, are we done for the night? Like, I'm at one hit point, and we're just sitting on a balcony.
And this is the fourth time you said you had one hit point. I think we all got it.
All right.
And no, you got your potion.
That's why I wasn't sure if you were going to heal me or not. That's why I was waiting. You don't have to. If you don't
12.
Want to. Okay.
So I'm assuming at this point you guys shimmy down the rope. So you get out, and like I said, this was sort of a gated house. You sort of step back from the wall, and as you step out, you realize that everything just seems... The fog is gone. You can see all of the town spread out before you. Everything's receded, and even here in the distance, that old woman screaming, "Pastries for sale! Pastries for sale!"
The only other person we saw.
Perception checks.
We should have sacrificed her. Yep.
21. No, 23.
12.
6. 13.
And perhaps most fittingly, you all look at the house, and the house appears perfectly as it was. The windows are empty. The doors aren't scything blades. The house just seems to be at rest. And Jeff, you happen to... Davin happens to look up into that third floor window, and you see the faces of two kids staring at you, and then you see them just sort of fade away. And you all can go to level 3.
Cool.
How many hit points would we have gotten if we killed the house? Your experience points.
That everyone, was the intro.
That's not even the game.
That is the free thing that is actually available if anyone is interested. You can get the text in its entirety. It's called Death House. So we have finished the intro, Death House, which conveniently, if anyone wants to play Curse of Strahd, I think allows you to get the players to see kind of how the game is going to be played, its styles.
But we should have gone in there.
No, you shouldn't.
And it gets you to level 3, which is really, really good because you don't want to play this. You don't want to play the quote-unquote real game at level 1. So you guys can go to level 3, and I think that's it, unless anyone has any other objective things to say on the podcast.
2d6 on my sneak attack.
Okay, 2 second level spell. Bitch.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.